Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. We started the week talking about the different expressions of humility. Humble minimizing is a way of discrediting your role in the successes you've had, deflecting them because of low feelings of self-worth. Humble assured is a more grounded form of humility where you don't feel the need to brag or overstate because you're more confident about it. Tuesday, we talked about feeling defeated. We all feel that way on a daily basis, but the difference that separates more resilient people from the rest is how quickly you can bounce back from it. Having a foundation that helps you get small wins without even needing to think about it helps you build your momentum back up fast so you can put yourself out there again in pursuit of your goals. Next, Wednesday was about the five most influential words you can say to someone. What worked for me is, these five words do three things. It makes your advice more credible because you say it with more certainty as it was your true experience. It guides you to speak on what you're most qualified to share. And it makes people more open to receiving your advice because you're not telling anyone to do anything, but merely sharing what worked for you as a point of reference. Then on Thursday, I used my fiance Irene as an example for how age is just a number and we're not too old to do what we want and chase our dreams. Her dedication to being an adult gymnast made me realize how we can start that business, start a family, travel the world, or do whatever it is that's on our heart because we want to, and not because society wants to project their own limitations on us. And last, on Friday, I shared that there are no silver bullets in life. Results come from the combination of two things: dedicated consistency and good ideas. That's why I prefer the idea of golden BBs. And I told a story about how my highly optimized self-improvement scorecard has come as the result of a decade of consistently applying the golden idea of daily behavior tracking. I'm Brian Ford, and if you want to check out that behavior tracking system, I have it linked in the description. And also, if you're new to the podcast, I have a resource for you that summarizes the seven fundamentals of self-improvement, including some of the best episodes from the past that you missed. You can find that in the description as well. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.